Hello and welcome everybody again, every listener, to my Tuesday conference call. Every Tuesday I do the same thing. I show you how to move more freight, move it more productively, efficiently, proactively, in a way where it benefits you greatly financially. My topic for today's call this Tuesday is 7 peculiar traits of successful freight sales agents. 7 peculiar traits of successful freight sales agents. I will get into my topic shortly here. As usual, every Tuesday I send you out a list of attachments along with the email announcement that I give everybody for the call. Open up that email, go down to those attachments, because we will be going over those one by one. Let's look at each one. Let's look at that first one. The first one, as I typically do, I show my our Green Meadows Productions leaderboard for the previous month. Take a look at that. As I say every week, when you become a freight sales agent professional for Green Meadows Productions, one of your main goals not only is to connect with as many prospects and shipping decision makers out there as possible and build your contact list, but make it a goal to get your name on our leaderboard. Not only does it show you what type of progress you're making, it shows you that you have the ability to be successful, a successful freight sales professional in this industry. Okay, moving on, let's look at that second attachment. Second attachment, go ahead and open that up. Second attachment reads, if you don't have emotion and you don't have passion and you don't love what you do, then you won't be in business. Let me read that one more time. It's so important. If you don't have emotion and you don't have passion and you don't love what you do, then you won't be in business. Now, this relates much to our topic for today. Everything that you desire in life will take emotion, it'll take passion, and you will love to do what you do to be successful at it. If you are lacking in any of these three areas, if you're lacking in emotion, if you're lacking in passion and you don't love what you do, you will not be successful in your business. If there's three things to focus on in the future, focus on your emotional level, focus on your passion level, and love what you do, that is love moving freight. If you don't have emotion, if you don't have passion, and you don't love this, you won't be successful. It's that simple. Let's move on to our next attachment, folks. Let's move on to our next attachment, which is the third attachment, which reads, this goes hand in hand with what I just said about the second attachment about emotion, passion, and loving what you do. And that is, nobody ever procrastinated their way to the top, or in general, or let me say it again, nobody ever procrastinated their way to success. Everything that we do in life, if we're going to create a goal, everything that we're going to do that's of value in life takes hard work. Just as in this profession, as I said earlier, your success, this is going to take 3 to 6 months before you see any measurable success. Now, is it just going to fall on you in 6 months? No, you have to start from the bottom and work your way up. As I say, we all start on the freshman team. We have to work our way up to the varsity team. If you're building a house, where do you start? You start in the basement and work your way up. Now, if you're going to build that house, it will never happen if you don't have emotion, passion, and love what you do, or if you procrastinate. And unfortunately, that is one of the diseases of our society and culture. People put stuff off. People say, I'll get at it tomorrow, I'll get at it next week, thinking that they'll actually get at it. Well, if you even create the thought of getting at something, getting at anything, there's a high probability that you'll never get at it. What is that called? That's called procrastination. And I'll say it again, nobody ever procrastinated their way to the top. Everything that we do, especially in this profession, takes hard work. It takes diligent work. It takes persistent work. It takes determined work. No bones about it. So if your desire is to sit on the couch, watch TV all day, and procrastinate about whatever it is that you have a desire to do in life or whatever, guess what? That's what you're going to end up with. You're going to end up with a lazy butt sitting on a couch. That's the only thing that you're going to get. If your desire is to make headway, make your way to the top, then stop procrastinating, stop putting stuff off, follow my system that I spell out for you in my Freight Sales Success Guide. Follow it, and you'll gain success. Nobody ever procrastinated their way to the top. Neither will you if you don't put forth the effort. Let's move on to our third. Let's move on to our fourth attachment, which leads to my main topic for today. My main topic is seven peculiar traits of successful freight sales agents. Now, a successful freight sales agent can have regular traits, but to me these are peculiar traits, traits that are required, maybe not, could be, not necessarily, but they're peculiar in assisting or taking and utilizing, or what a successful freight sales agent will utilize to become successful. They're not oddball, they're just a little, they're not your typical rah-rah, let's go get them. They're peculiar. Let me go over them, or let me describe them in detail. So have you ever wondered why some people succeed as a freight sales agent while most others don't? I'll say it again, most others don't. I've got the gravestones to prove it, folks. More than most that come to me looking to become successful do not make it. Why? Because they procrastinate, because they have no emotion, they have no passion, and they don't love what they do. But have you ever wondered why some are successful while most are not? Well, do you think it's because there are certain peculiar traits that a successful freight sales agent must have in order to succeed? Well, perhaps. And they actually put these traits to work while most unsuccessful freight sales agents don't? Well, absolutely. There are peculiar traits that you can start putting to the grindstone tomorrow that will assist you on your road to success. Now, you can be an analytical, data-driven, steely-eyed freight sales agent all you like me, but business is ultimately about people. And fortunately, I understand that as well. And when people are involved, so are your emotions that I talked about earlier. Yes, business involves emotions too, and not only yours, but also all of the people that you interact with. Because no one is truly successful without knowing how to get the best from other people, and especially from themselves. So, what are these peculiar traits of successful freight sales agents? One second. Well, here's the first one. The first one is successful freight sales agents are not hesitant or shy. A successful freight sales agent asks the unasked questions. You can't be hesitant or shy to ask those questions. Behind one question can be many other hidden questions. Well, how do you know that? Because you ask the unasked questions. People often ask a different question than the one they really want you to answer. So be an attentive listener. Don't be afraid to ask the unasked questions. That is a peculiar successful trait. Ask the unasked questions. These shipping decision makers, they get bombarded daily by freight sales agents. Boy, when you show that you're not the usual, like everybody else out there, they're going to take notice. Yes, they're going to be hesitant and resistant, but when you stand your ground and ask the important questions, they're going to realize that you mean business, not like the 90-95% of others that do call them. So, what is peculiar trait number two? Peculiar trait number two is successful freight sales agents do not wait. Or, if they wait, they wait patiently, but they don't wait according to what the shipping decision maker says. Successful freight sales agents don't wait to be discovered. They don't wait for someone to come and assist them. They don't wait for everything to be just right. That's the only way to succeed. Don't wait and move forward daily. Here's an example. You call a shipping decision maker and they say, as we've heard before, we're real slow right now. Call me back in a month. Well, in reality, who on earth is going to be successful if you actually wait a month to call somebody back? Do you really think that in a month that shipping decision maker is going to remember you that called them a month earlier? Yes, we hear that response all the time. Even I hear it. But do not wait for a month to get back to this guy. You put him on your contact list and you treat him just like you would every other contact. Get a hold of him every week. Again, a phone call trumps an email every time. But do not wait. If you wait, then forget about it. Successful freight sales agents do not wait. Here's the third peculiar trait of a successful freight sales agent, and that is successful freight sales agents appreciate the little things. They appreciate the little things. Everybody that desires to be successful typically has the desire to be big as well. That is to be a successful and renowned business person. However, while fulfilling the bigger goals of your life or their life, they forget to appreciate the little things that they've accomplished and that have come along during the process. Little things like recognizing what happened, you know, last week or a month ago when you finally landed that account or finally got through that decision maker. Instead of grumbling about what you haven't achieved, take a moment and think about all that you've done to this point. If you haven't done much to this point, then get to work. It's all yours. And appreciate it. So they appreciate the little things. Here's the fourth peculiar trait. The fourth peculiar trait is successful freight sales agents tolerate taking risks. We successful freight sales agents tolerate taking risks. This classic trait is the definition of risk-taking, and that is the ability to withstand the fear of uncertainty and potential failure and continue to move forward. Successful freight sales agents see the ability to control fear as the most important trait of all. How often do I tell you about the lies that are going on inside your head and to avoid them? Yes, they're there constantly if you allow them to be. So, don't listen to the lies. Now, if you take fear of humiliation, fear of missing payroll, fear of running out of cash, fear of bankruptcy, these are all lies that go on inside our head, and this list goes on and on and on. So, we tolerate taking risks. We don't really, it's not just tolerate, it's just moving forward. The risks are there, sure they are, but what are you going to do? Let them stop you? I mean, really, what's stopping you? If somebody is holding a gun to your head, that is what's stopping you. To me, that would be somebody that's stopping you. But anything other than that, hey, what is keeping you from picking up the phone and building relationships with your contact list? So, successful freight sales agents tolerate taking risks. Peculiar trait number four. Here's peculiar trait number five, and that is successful freight sales agents have passion, just like we talked about earlier, emotion and passion. It's commonly assumed that successful freight sales agents are driven by money. That's the common assumption. But most will tell you that they're fueled by a passion for their product or service, in this case, moving freight for our shipping decision-making customers, by the opportunity to solve a problem and make life easier, better, cheaper, etc. Really, successful freight sales agents, they have a passion. You'd think that the one thing that drives them is money, but it's not. It's passion for other things. My passion in particular is taking somebody, I prefer to have a little idea or a small idea of how freight moves, and turn them into a freight sales champion. That's what drives me. That's the passion inside of me, to teach and train you how to become successful. And really, when I do that, money just comes. That's the way how it works. But money's not going to come if I don't teach and train you how to do it in the first place. So every week, every day, I find more and more ways to share more and more information with you that 'll assist you along the path. That is my passion. Another passion of mine is sharing the love of God in my life with you. Actually, that's my first passion. Peculiar trait number 6, successful freight sales agents have self-confidence. They have self-confidence. And self-confidence is a key entrepreneurial trait. If you don't have self-confidence in yourself, you just won't be successful. You have to be crazy sure your service of moving freight is something the world requires, which it is, and that you can deliver it to overcome the naysayers. Boy, how many of us have heard the naysayers? And unfortunately, most of them are the people that are closest to us, our family members, our neighbors, our friends. Those are the biggest naysayers that we have to take heed against. And they'll always deride what the majority has yet to validate. So, peculiar trait number 6 is you must have confidence in yourself to do this. The only way how you'll gain confidence is by having little victories along the way. Little victories then turn into big victories, which then turn into larger victories. Peculiar trait number 7 is successful freight sales agents enjoy being themselves. Right now, I'm just being myself. Hey, I'm having a great conference call with you folks, and I'm being myself. That's a peculiar trait number 7, and that's just an example. You can't be everybody's best friend, and that's okay. It's all right. It's just not going to happen where everybody's going to like you. Be yourself and don't go out of your way to please people who won't appreciate the best efforts that you're making. Don't worry about what other people think of you, especially the naysayers. If somebody says anything negative about you, turn around and walk away or put earplugs in your ears, whatever you have to do. Be yourself, for that's the best you can do to yourself. Peculiar trait number 7. Real quick rundown here of peculiar traits. The first one is do not be hesitant or shy. Do not be hesitant or shy. Don't wait. That's number 2. Appreciate the little things is number 3. Tolerate taking risks, number 4. Number 5 is have passion. If you don't have passion, then you start right now today and develop passion, because without passion, without emotion, you will not have a business. Number 6, have self-confidence. Number 7, during the whole process, is be yourself. 7 peculiar traits of successful freight sales agents. Now, are there more? Of course there are more. But these are the 7 peculiar ones that I found. Can I relate with all of them? Absolutely. That's why I talked about them today. All right, moving forward. Let's move on to that next attachment. getting into more about making those prospecting calls. Open up attachment number 5. Remember when you're calling your prospects and customers that your attitude is everything about everything. If you go into a call with a bad attitude, believe me, anybody on their line is going to notice it. And not only this, your attitude has to be everything about everything. Now, do I want somebody calling me with this happy-go-lucky or this, I'm going to move your freight. You know what? I'm not interested. But you better have the right attitude going into a call. And it's got to be everything. Your attitude has to be in line with everything that you talk about. It's got to be controlled. It's got to be clean. But check your attitude every single time you have a conversation, especially with the folks that give you their business. Your attitude is everything about everything. Remember that every time you go into a call. Let's go ahead and open up that 6th attachment, attachment number 6. Remember, again, when you're calling your prospects and customers, to place another call immediately after you have a success or sale. By doing that, you're going to keep your momentum going, and that's when you're in the zone. Boy, when you find yourself in a zone, you do everything that you can to stay in that zone, because your main goal is to stretch out that zone as far as you possibly can. So place another call immediately after you get a success for a sale. You cover a load. You know, don't say, hey, I'm done for the day. Keep it going. You have no idea of what type of momentum run that you're on at that particular point. So place another call immediately after you have a success or a sale. Keep your momentum going. That's when you're in the zone. Let's move on to attachment number 7. Attachment number 7, I finish up every call here with a particular Bible message, And my main theme for today is that godly freight agents accept the things they cannot change. If you're going to be a godly freight agent, then you're going to accept the things that you cannot change. Now, where do I get that from? I get that from Job. This is in the Bible, chapter 2, verse 10. Job chapter 2, verse 10, which says, should we accept only good from God and not adversity? Let me say that again. Should we accept only good from God and not adversity? Now, before I explain this, I will advise you, if you have not heard about Job, then go to your Bible that's sitting on the shelf, open it up to Job, read the whole book about Job. Tremendous story of how our Lord God allowed Satan to affect Job, his family, his wealth, basically turn him into a squatter. But through the whole time, Job did not speak ill will of God. It's a long story in the book. I highly advise you to read it. So, Job chapter 2, should we accept only good from God and not adversity? Let me just read a little bit about this this message here. If you're like most people, if you like being in control, period, you want things to happen according to your wishes and according to your timetable, but sometimes, believe it or not, and you can relate to this, God has other plans for you. And he always has the final word, believe it or not. Job understood the importance of accepting God's sovereignty in good times and bad, and so should you. The American theologian Reinhold Niebuhr composed a profoundly simple verse that came to be known as the Serenity Prayer, which states, God, grant me the serenity, accept the things I cannot change, the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And these words are far easier to recite than they are to live by. Would everybody agree with me on that? I'm sure you would. Are you embittered by a personal tragedy that you did not deserve or cannot understand? If so, it's time to make peace with it. It's time to forgive others, and if necessary, to forgive yourself. It's time to accept the unchangeable past, to embrace the priceless present, and to have faith in the promise of tomorrow. It's time to trust God completely. It's time to reclaim the peace, His peace, that can and should be yours. So if you've encountered unfortunate circumstances that are beyond your power to control, accept those circumstances, and above all, trust God. When you do, you can be comforted in the knowledge that your Creator is both loving and wise, and that He understands what you are or have gone through. He plant His plans perfectly, even when His plans perfectly, even when you don't. So, based on that, what do we do with this? How do we apply it in our life? We apply it in this way. When you encounter situations that you can't change or unable to change, you must learn the wisdom of acceptance, and above all, learn to trust God. Great theologian Max Lucado put it this way, tomorrow's job is fathered by today's acceptance. So, the main thing that I get out of that is whatever's happened to you in the past, let it go. Let it go. Move forward. Stop thinking about it and realize that your potential is so much better than the lies that have been going on inside your head. And above all, trust God and the plan that He has you on. Okay, great. One moment here, folks. If your desire is to hear the recording of this conference call today, then tomorrow, go to tedkeysonline.com, click on my Tuesday conference call podcast, and it'll be the first one there to listen to. If you have any immediate questions involving my call today, involving moving freight or the topic that I talked about, call me directly at 626-309-9141. If you have any questions involving becoming a top producing freight sales agent with our company, same number, call me, Ted Keys, at 626-309-9141. If you have any questions involving our top of the line LDI freight system that we actually utilize to move our freight, then you will call Maria, my wife, at 626-309-9141 as well. Guys, it's been a great pleasure being myself today, giving you experience and knowledge to become better and more productive freight agents. I wish you all the best of God's blessings. I'm asking you to take care, be safe, and we'll see you again on the next call. Take care, and bye-bye.